This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm so glad you decided to join me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Do You Wish Your Kids Ate Better? It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show for you today, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. On today's show, we're going to be talking to Donna McIntosh. Donna's been in the field of health and nutrition for over 30 years. She has her master's in holistic nutrition, is a certified healing food specialist, and holds certifications in fundamental blood chemistry, functional endocrinology, and brain neurotransmitters. Donna's real specialty is fertility, and she's known as the goddess of fertility. She loves teaching people about the myths of nutrition that may be blocking their ability to conceive and revealing what she calls the sacred foods of fertility. She's helped many couples improve their health, conceive naturally, and have healthy, happy babies. Whether you're thinking about having children yourself or you know someone who is, I just know that you'll find Donna's message interesting, informative, and inspirational. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Oh, thank you, Janelle. I am so happy to be here to share this information with you and your listeners. I just feel very blessed to be here with you today. Thank you.
I know we've known each other for a while, and we've had some great conversations on this topic. I'd love to have you start by sharing a little bit with our listeners about your background and what it means to be the goddess of fertility.
Oh, yeah, it was a while coming to be the goddess of fertility because my background is basically in business and physical education, and I've even been working in massage for the last 25-plus years, and that's kind of where I really got onto my health journey, was in taking massage and really honoring the body as a whole system. And so a lot of people asking me questions when I gave them massages about what do I need to eat, what do I need to do, how can I be healthier. And I noticed one time, Janelle, when I was giving a massage, I worked on this one lady who was about 52 years old, and she could barely get up on my massage table. And then I went to another lady's house, and she was 95, and she just about leapt on my table. It was amazing. And I thought, wow, which one of those two people do I want to be? And, of course, I wanted to be like the 95-year-old who was so healthy and limber and could just easily get up on the table. So that kind of started my quest to really look into how could I be healthy in this day and age and also when I'm older. So it was fun.
You know, people often forget that it's not their age that dictates what they do or what they can't do. It's really their physical health. It's how they take care of their bodies. And sometimes we don't have an option and our bodies just give out. But I think more times than not, how our bodies, you know, take care of us and how much they can do really depend on how we take care of them.
Absolutely. Very well said. And that's why at one point then I said, what do I want to be the next step in my life? And it was getting my master's in holistic nutrition. And that was just eye-opening and just amazing information and knowledge to get. And I quickly went into the thing that I knew about, I wanted to discover and help people with, was in their quest for building their family and trying to conceive and realizing there were so many couples out there who were caught in this quagmire of trying to conceive and yet then going to their doctors and just being put immediately on fertility drugs, which is what happened to me when I was 29 years old. No one ever asked me about what my lifestyle was, what my diet was, and they're still doing that to this day, Janelle, 30 years later almost. They still don't ask about that, and they just immediately put people on these fertility drugs, which can be dangerous. So I'm not berating the fertility drugs, but I question deeply, is that being the first step for people to take in their journey to try to have a family? I hope that makes sense.
No, absolutely. And I think also just the stress of wanting to get pregnant or trying to get pregnant can also have a big impact on it too, because you often hear stories of couples who, you know, try and try and try, and they finally figure it's not going to happen, and they start the adoption process, or they adopt a child, and all of a sudden, once they've given up trying, then they turn up pregnant. So I think a lot has to do with stress also.
It does. That still baffles everyone in a way, because even as a young girl, I had a couple that they had adopted a little boy finally, and because they couldn't have their own child, and so I would babysit their adopted little son, and wouldn't you know it, within that year they were pregnant, and they had their own son as well. So it is kind of funny. It's surprising to people. It really gets people in situations, you know, because as I said, they had two children then under a year old. So it was really kind of, it's interesting. But stress, yes, that is something that we look at deeply when I work with clients. It is a big factor in stopping people from being able to conceive the babies that they want to so desperately have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that, you know, while I do admire the doctors and I know they have a lot of knowledge, I think there's a lot of things that they don't understand. You know, I'm the oldest of nine children, and some people know this story, but my mom was told, because she'd had polio, that she was not going to be able to carry children, and she lost the first one. And then I came along, and that's partly how I got my name. My father's name was John, but there's nine of us in 10 and a half years, because, you know, she learned how to take care of her body. She learned what she needed to do to be able to, you know, get through these pregnancies, and she did it very successfully. So you don't always know.
That's so true, and you're right about the doctors. That's why I said I'm not berating the fertility drugs, because they have helped a lot of people have families. But yeah, it is, your mother is just an absolute miracle there. And I know my mom had five kids in 6 years, so you know, these wonderful women, you know, just having these babies, and doctors just, they don't know everything, and that's okay too. Science is moving along and coming up with answers and stuff, but you know, sometimes just good old fashioned knowledge of our ancestors can go a long way in health and health success and successful pregnancies and babies. I mean, it's amazing the knowledge that our ancestors had on these things.
No, I absolutely agree. I want to ask you, what was your biggest aha or surprise when you started to study holistic nutrition? Was there anything that just kind of stuck out that you just either didn't know or were really surprised about when you learned?
I think my biggest aha was just even like the overall impact of nutrition on every cell in our body. I think a lot of us, when we've grown up, we have the idea of kind of like eating for heart health or whatever your beliefs are on that. But then when you start looking at how the whole body is in constant communication with each other, the cells are all talking to each other, the brain is even talking to the reproductive organs, that's the full circle and loop. I think that's my aha, is that the holistic thing of everything that you eat and think and do, how that all affects every cell in your body. And that's why I like to tell people, you know, what you eat does affect your reproductive organs. And people, I think for my clients, that's like a big aha moment for them too, that it's your whole body that we're nourishing and looking at, not just one part. I bet you run into that too.
I do. And a lot of times people say they're tired. They say they don't have time to take care of themselves. But what we find, and talking to specialists and people like yourself who have real expertise in certain areas, what they realize working with clients is that we don't know what we don't know. People think they don't have time, or they think they feel okay until they really start taking care of themselves, and then they realize how much better they can feel, how much healthier they feel, how much more they can do. You know, the results, the energy, just the mental clarity. And that, I find that that just fascinates me, because I wish more people could really see and feel how good they can feel.
Yeah, that's powerful. You're absolutely right. I've had clients come in like with digestive problems, and I start digging deeper and asking. They don't think it's a problem because they've always been that way, and so they think that's normal. And so then when we really start discovering that that's not normal, it might be normal for them, but it's not a normal digestive healthy process. So it's interesting when we can dig into that and really help clients get clear on what health is, what good health is, and how it really does feel. It is fabulous.
It is, and I'm going to challenge all of our listeners to really look at how they feel and not just accept things when they don't have energy or when they don't know what to do. Just because you don't know what to do doesn't mean there's not an alternative. We're going to go ahead and take a real quick break, and when we come back, I'd love to have you share just about how you start working with couples when they come in, when they're struggling to conceive. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Donna McIntosh, and she's known as the Goddess of Fertility. And before the break, we were just talking about holistic nutrition and really how it impacts your whole body, and challenging all of you, everyone who's listening, to really step back and look at how you feel and maybe some little things that you can shift. Donna, I'd love to kind of shift our conversation a little bit and have you share in your practice, where do you start when a couple comes in to work with you and they're struggling to conceive?
Well, I actually have quite an in-depth questionnaire that we sit and talk about, or they can even fill out at home and bring in with them. I look at their body in a holistic manner, which really kind of shocks people because they've been to their doctor, they've been to a fertility doctor sometimes, and where they're all just focusing only on the reproductive organs. And they're really in awe at me just sitting there looking and saying, tell me about your digestion. Tell me about your hormones. Tell me about your, if you ever done a detox or a cleanse, tell me about your diet that you're eating. What are your beliefs on diet? What do you think is good and bad? Describe good and bad foods that you eat. So I'm getting a whole picture of them. Asking them even if they exercise. What are their sleep and stress patterns? And what supplements are you taking? And from that, that's where I developed the Goddess Program, my 7-step fertility formula. Because with the G, we're looking at the gut and digestive functions. I can also do genetic testing. Under the O, we're optimizing hormones of the sex hormones and the thyroid. The first D stands for detoxing. The second D is for what is their diet? And I lead them into the sacred foods of fertility. Then the E stands for exercise. How are you exercising? Are you building yourself up? Are you breaking yourself down? The first S stands for sleep and stress. So we're going to be looking at hormones of the adrenals at that time too, which can be impeding fertility. And the second S stands for what supplements are they taking? What supplements would they need to take to help bring them along to trying to conceive?
I love the way you've outlined it. And, you know, it's interesting because while you're using it to be able to help people conceive and get pregnant, the things that you're using are really things that almost anyone can use to get healthier and really get their body in shape.
Absolutely, absolutely. This way of approaching health, this way of eating, exercising, etc., is a formula that I always tell my clients is a formula for lifelong health. And not only that, but it's also, especially when they're trying to conceive and while they're pregnant, it also adds to the lifelong health of their future children. So this is really powerful information for their lives, actually, and the lives of their children.
I absolutely agree with that. And I think one thing people don't really understand is that how you take care of your body and your health can impact 6 generations going forward. You can break a cycle of health challenges and, you know, that passes on generation after generation. You know, for us, my dad learned how to take care of himself after his heart attack and lived 16 years longer than the doctors said he would by changing the way he ate, changing how he took care of himself, losing weight, exercising, doing a lot of things actually that you talked about. And, you know, that's impacted, you know, him living longer and getting to know 19 of his grandchildren, then it impacted the 9 of us, and then the 28 grandchildren, and now, you know, what would have been his great-grandchildren. So we're already on our 4th generation.
That is so amazing, and I was sitting here chuckling because with you describing that, your family had absolutely no problems with fertility. So it mm-hmm. is so cute that, but it is the overall health of everyone, and isn't mm-hmm. that fabulous that your father figured out that, and he was able to get to enjoy that many more years and influence just by his presence, the great-grandchildren and grandchildren. I think that's fabulous, Janelle, and I love that success story.
And it's doing a lot of the same type of things that you do when you're helping couples who want to conceive. So there's a lot of validity into what you're doing, and I love because it's not something really out there or something that just is, there's a lot of research behind it. There's a lot of information, and it really makes sense. So I love that.
Absolutely. You know, and I even tell my clients, Janelle, that the baby making room is not their bedroom. It's actually the kitchen. That's where you honor your body. That is the room in the house that is blessed in bringing forth health to the entire family. So I really love the power of food and what it offers, what it can offer to our health and longevity.
I hadn't heard that before, but that actually makes a lot of sense. And I know doctors and healthcare professionals will tell you that you really want to start taking care of your body and eating healthy before you conceive, because so many of the things that happen when it, you know, when a child is conceived happen even before we know we're pregnant. At that point, a lot of the foundation, a lot of the, you know, the main parts are already complete.
Absolutely. Like most of the time, women don't know they're pregnant until they've missed their next cycle. So they could be, you know, several weeks along. And in those first weeks, there's a lot of action happening, and there are a lot of cell division, a lot of things happening for the future health of your baby. And those, you know, it even goes back, Janelle, if I can share with you, that it goes back to the health of the sperm and the egg before conception even happens. I had one teacher share with me once that, you know, they talk in Chinese medicine about the health potential, the composition of a person's health, the inherited composition. And they talk about when that egg and sperm unite, when they are both powerful, when they are both healthy, there's like this huge explosion of this energy when they meet, and that dynamic union, that explosion of light is what that health of that future human being is going to be. And when you have that weaker sperm and the weaker egg, when they unite, that big explosion isn't there. There's just a little explosion that happens. So it happens well before even the conception. You know, you need that healthy egg and that healthy sperm. So that's why preparing well before you try to conceive is of utmost importance.
No, I absolutely agree. So can you talk a little bit about the role that healthy eating plays in conception?
Yes, boy, there are so many nutritional myths out there that I kind of bust wide open with my clients. But what you eat actually does influence the health of the eggs and the sperm, from even the meat you choose, from eating. One of the big myths that I break wide open is a lot of people think that eating soy that is healthy. Now, we try to emulate, we've been told to emulate what the Japanese culture does, that they eat a lot of soy, but the problem is the soy that they eat is not the soy that we eat in our daily food. They do not eat soy hot dogs or soy cheese or drink soy milk. They do not do that. They eat fermented soy, which is very different than what we eat and drink. So that's one of the myths that I break wide open. And also soy, 95% of the soy in the United States is genetically modified, which is another whole other chapter of how foods can either add value or they devalue the cellular health in our bodies. So I break open a lot of myths. The cells, the eggs, the sperm also depend a lot on what types of fats we eat, what type of vegetables we eat, how we prepare those vegetables, how we prepare the grains we eat. So there's a lot of nutritional information that I really get into with clients that most of them are kind of shocked at it, but then once they start utilizing it, they feel so happy, powerful, and healthier with making the changes.
Do you find that a lot of people, when you do that health assessment up front, when they first come to you, are eating a lot of processed foods, things that come out of jars, cans, restaurants, versus doing a lot of like cooking with natural fresh ingredients?
Absolutely, Janelle. Absolutely. Most of my clients, even in California here, where you would think that a lot of people are more health savvy, a lot of them still fall into the trap of eating processed foods. They work long hours, they come home, they open up a box of this, a box of that, a can of this, and their meal is prepared in 7 minutes, you know. And getting them enlightened and realizing that they don't have to eat this way, that that is not a good way to feed the cells of their body. And if their quest is fertility and having that baby, we need to change their eating patterns so that we can bring forth nutrients into their body and that they can feed, what I call feed your seed. So we get them on that path right away. But yeah, the standard American diet is not a diet of health or fertility.
No, I definitely agree with that. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break. And when we come back, I want to have you share a little bit, because I know there are some certain foods that you say people should eat and other ones that they should avoid. And I want to have you share a little bit more about that when we come back from break. So stay tuned. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Donna McIntosh, the goddess of fertility. And before the break, we were talking about really feeding your body and really paying attention to the things you're eating. And I love the way that you shared, Donna. You know, we often think that soy is healthy, certain foods are healthy, and I'm not saying they're not if eaten correctly, but we also eat something and don't always look at where it came from. And just because it says it's soy doesn't mean that it's all soy is compared, you know, is equal. So it's really important for people to pay attention to what they're eating. And I know that you have certain foods that couples should eat when they're trying to conceive. And you also have some things that you say they should try to stay away from. And I'd love to have you share some more about that.
Yes, yes. Like I say, there's what I call the misconception. It's called the conception deception, because we are told that certain foods are either good or bad for us. So I mentioned soy earlier, but soy really is a problem with endocrine disruption. So that means it's going to change your hormones. It can affect your thyroid. Thyroid is very important in conception. And so I just really would emphasize, if people are even going to attempt to eat soy, to at least go organic. Please at least do that. But I always really emphasize getting soy out of your diet, especially when trying to conceive, because it does affect men, their sperm count, their sperm health, as well as the female health and balance of her estrogen to progesterone. So she may not even be able to ovulate. His sperm count may be low. The motility of the sperm may be off. There's all kinds of factors that can happen because of people just thinking soy is a health food and going forward and eating that. And one of the foods that people are told not to eat is, I love to say, the incredible edible egg, because people are so afraid of eating cholesterol that they either, one, they do not eat any eggs, or number two, if they do consume eggs, they only eat the egg white. And what they don't realize is that cholesterol is so important in our bodies that our liver makes around 2,000 milligrams of cholesterol every day. And cholesterol is so important for fertility because our sex hormones are made out of cholesterol, and also our stress hormones are made out of cholesterol as the foundation. So very, very important to have cholesterol in our bodies and be able to eat the egg. To me, the egg is one of the most full, God-blessed, God-sent foods, because it's got everything in it. And the yolk is so pure, what people are thinking they need to avoid. That's where we have a lot of our fat-soluble vitamins, our vitamin A, our vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. And I can't tell you, Janelle, how important those four fat-soluble vitamins are for fertility. So I encourage people to go ahead and eat eggs. And I wanted to share in your with your audience that in China, a lot of women will eat up to 10 eggs a day, not only when they're trying to conceive and preparing to conceive, but also after conception, because they realize and honor the power of the life of that yolk, what it can offer to their own health for fertility, and then also to their offspring's health. So very, very powerful to have the eggs. So and there's an old Chinese proverb that says, when the soil is well tended, your harvest will be bountiful. And so I like to tell people to tend to the soil inside of them, the soil of their bodies, the soil of their health. And the harvest is their health. It will be bountiful when they take care of themselves. And for the woman, the soil is her womb. It's her uterus, where there's going to be a seed planted in that. And if she takes care of herself, of the soil of her body, her harvest of a beautiful, healthy, happy baby, that'll be bountiful.
That's an interesting, I can really get a visual from that. And I love the way that it's really important to understand the foods that you're eating or the foods that you're not eating and why. Because oftentimes we hear someone make a statement that it's not good for us or that we should be eating it. But what we do is we really don't validate what we're hearing. So we'll start eating something or we'll stop eating something based on a statement or one thing that we think is fact where it really might not be. And I think there's so much confusion around fat-soluble vitamins and what our body actually needs that people are doing without things that are throwing our bodies really out of whack. I mean, whether it's for conception or energy or vitality, health, it's just really throwing us out of whack because we're not getting the right combination of what we need.
That's so true. And what I encourage everyone and your listeners included is that there is so much confusion, and so please go to a person who's knowledgeable, someone who is a specialist in nutrition. And I adore doctors. I do. There is a place for them. But they just have not studied nutrition. It wasn't required of them. Only a third of them have taken one class in nutrition. So I just encourage people, if you're confused, if you have questions, please seek out a specialist, a nutrition specialist, who can help guide you through the process and really give you some good, solid information on how the body operates and what it needs to be healthy. I know you and your husband are experts in this as well, Janelle.
Oh, and there's still so much that we don't know, and we've done a lot of training, but there's still so much out there, and I think the most important thing is for people to take a step back and really look at what's being said and ask some questions about what's the resource, what's the science behind it, and to maybe check with an expert to see, is this really true, and not just rely on a statement that comes across the internet that says, this is bad, stay away, or this is good, you know, then they just eat so much of it. So everything in moderation, and I also think just really validating the information that they're getting is so important.
I think that's excellent a tip for everyone. Yeah, don't just believe everything you hear, and that goes for even television commercials on food, you know, because we get inundated not only with the food commercials, but with drug commercials for even like, go ahead and eat anything you want to eat and then just take this pill in case you get indigestion, you know. So really be questioning, really be looking at things and becoming more knowledgeable. I think knowledge is power in any realm of life.
I absolutely agree. You know, I'd love to ask you to talk a little bit more about when you're working with couples, you help them both cleanse and cook for fertility. So, I mean, I absolutely understand the cooking part, but can you talk a little bit more about what you mean when you say cleanse for fertility?
Yes. Cleansing, I don't think there's anybody who would question too deeply that we are living in a toxic world today. And even our ancestors would do cleanses. They would do sweat lodges, or they would take certain herbs and everything to help cleanse them out. And I really think it's important to get out some toxins in the potential parents before they actually go to try to conceive. You know, there was a study done by the Environmental Working Group in 2004, and what they found out was just jaw-dropping to many of us here in the world even. They found that, what they did was they hired a lab to run tests on the umbilical cords of babies born in the United States. And what they found in these umbilical cords were 287 different chemicals were found in the umbilical cords. And these chemicals ran the gamut of pesticides, flame retardants, cleaning compounds, gasoline waste, coal, heavy metals, etc. And they are even finding flame retardant in the breast milk of nursing women as well. Mm. And these toxins, I mean, it's just mind-boggling, isn't it? We have no idea all the chemicals that we are surrounded by. And there's like 80 billion, that's with a B, pounds of toxins released worldwide every year. And if that isn't crazy enough, Janelle, you know, we were talking about food. Food is also a very powerful source of toxins, because here in the United States alone, there are over 10,000 food additives that are put in our foods that we're eating. And so there's like 142 pounds of additives per year that the average American eats. And this is just frightening to me, you know. And when people really, like, sit down and really start understanding the exposure that we all have, that it can be really scary. And so I really like to have people do this detox that I do with people. And I employ homeopathics in as well to help drain and detox the toxins out of the body. So I really like to, I have a great detox that I use with people. Oh, I wanted to mention that dioxin has been out there for years. That's been known to lower testosterone. Rocket fuel that's found out there and other toxins disrupt the thyroid, which we talked about briefly, how the thyroid's really important when trying to conceive. And BPA, the bisphenol A, which we're all hearing the buzzword, you know, that's mm-hmm. the chemical that's in the plastics, that also has dire consequences on the health of sperm. And so it's very, very important to get these chemicals out of your body before even trying to conceive. You know, I've worked with couples, Janelle, who have been trying for like 2 years, 3 years to try to conceive, and we did the detox for the program I run, and within 2 months after the detox, they were pregnant.
Wow.
That happened with several couples, with even just the cleansing, because that even helps balance out hormones and stuff as well. It's powerful work to do, and people feel really good after they do a cleanse. I know I do, and they all share with me kind of how hesitant they were to do the cleanse, but then how fantastic they felt after doing the cleanse.
Does that mean going off caffeine and everything?
Yes.
That's always been my hesitancy on it. That's the one thing that I just don't want to give up.
Yeah. Yeah.
My coffee.
It is. But you know, what I like to tell clients, Janelle, is that we're not looking for perfection, because I think that stops a lot of people from doing a cleanse. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't do the caffeine thing. I can't do this. I'm just so fearful of it all. So you know what? If they keep doing their caffeine, if they have one cup a day, we can maybe go organic coffee, mm-hmm. switching from that. I work with people in their realm of comfort so that they can succeed still through the detox. But I'm not looking, I don't look for perfection. I'm looking for I'm in attitude. I'm all in attitude, and I'm going to do everything I can to make this work. That's what I look for in people, that dynamic spark of let's go, let's get going on this. I love that.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that too. We need to take our final break, and I want to continue this conversation when we come back. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Donna McIntosh. And before the break, we were having a great conversation about detox, about toxins. I'm still floored on how many toxins there are, and that, and if I heard that right, we're all getting 142 pounds of additives each year. Did I have that correct?
Correct. Yeah. That's already in our foods, the processed foods we're eating. So isn't that scary?
That's really scary. And even all the toxins that they're getting in, you know, they're finding it when they do the study on the umbilical cords, when they're doing those kind of things. I'm just totally amazed. Although, you know, it's interesting because as I've been doing so much study and learning so much, when I learned there was gluten in lipstick, when I started really reading hair care products and reading things, it's amazing how many chemicals there are in so many of the products. So I've tried to go as much as I can, much more natural and a lot less cleaning products, and you don't really need all those harsh things. So it's really something to absolutely be aware of. And I love the fact that you take people through a detox to really help them get those things out of their system and out of their body.
Yeah, you know, and Janelle, in the past, people thought that their babies that they were carrying inside of them were magically protected by the placenta, you know, and that they lived in this pure world in there, but that's not what they found, and that's what was really jaw-dropping for people. And so I really like to let people know that toxic parents have toxic babies. So that's why crucial to do the detox before. And, you know, Janelle, it's really important what you were saying. That's something I go into too with people. There are many levels of ways to have toxins enter you. You're even talking about cosmetic products.
Mm-hmm.
There's electronic pollution as well, from our laptops, from our cell phones, to our, you know, we are just constantly being bombarded. So that's some of the stuff I go into with clients as well. It's really powerful information.
It really is, and I really invite all of our listeners to learn more about that. And I can see why if you tell parents or potential parents that toxic parents have toxic babies, I'd bet everyone's all in to do a detox.
Yes, because the bottom line is, you know, you have children. Mm-hmm. You want a healthy baby. It's not just about having a baby. You mm-hmm. want to have a healthy baby, and that's so much more than 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Absolutely. So when a couple is thinking about starting a family, when should they start preparing to conceive?
You know, I go back to the wisdom of our ancestors. Our ancestors, many, many cultures around the world, would have at least 6 months that they would prepare a young man and a young woman to get ready in order to conceive. And that's when they would feed them these sacred foods of fertility. And each culture had their own different sacred foods of fertility depending on their geographical area. But they all had commonalities in what the nutrients they were providing to that young couple. So I like to get at least 6 months. I really love a year before a couple is trying to conceive, to get healthy so that they can have beautiful, healthy, happy babies.
That really makes a lot of sense. So what happens, and I know that you focus on natural conception and helping couples, you know, get ready and prepare for that, but what happens if that doesn't work or that's not enough? Are there drugs or other things that might be able to assist them that are safe?
Well, yeah, I work holistically with clients, so it's not even just with nutrition. I do run labs on people. I read them functionally. So I'm looking at the thyroid. I'm doing a complete thyroid panel and not just looking at thyroid stimulating hormone. And I've uncovered all kinds of little hidden things in people's thyroid things. And I work with them naturally on that too. So my whole encompassing program is working totally naturally on people to work with them. And you know, Janelle, sometimes some couples will then just say, well, you know, I'm getting ready for an IVF or something, and that's the route that they've chosen to go. And if that is, then I support them the best way I can then, because the healthier they are going into an IVF, in vitro fertilization, mm-hmm. or other assisted reproductive techniques, the better their outcome, the better chances they have of conceiving that way as well. So I honor really all paths to their quest of being a parent, but I honor it all naturally for them.
I really like that, because sometimes when people have a belief about a certain way, you know, doing something a certain way, they don't support other methods. And I love the fact that your ultimate goal is to really help a couple conceive and have a healthy pregnancy and a healthy child. And, you know, you're there to support them through that whole process, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, and I work with doctors as well, you know, getting information from them. I work with acupuncturists, getting information from them, you know, to try to work with this couple who desperately and want to have a baby in their lives. So I honor all paths. That's what I love to do.
I'm sure it's fun when you get to see the outcomes, and I know I've seen you when you've held some of these new babies in your arm after you've helped couples through this process, and that's just got to be so amazing.
It is such an honor and a blessing to be part of that process in people's lives. When I went through this, I walked away with empty arms, Janelle, after doing 11 in vitro inseminations, intrauterine inseminations. And so I know what these couples are going through. I know the stress. I know the pressure. And so I am so blessed to be able to, I didn't have children myself, but I am blessed to be able to help bring other babies into the world for their parents.
So in a lot of ways, they are your children too. I mean, because you've helped them, you know, get here. So you're such a part of that. How can people learn more about what you do and connect with you? Because you've shared so much amazing information, and I'm sure there are people out there that want to learn more. So what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is to go to my website, Janelle, and that's www.thegoddessoffertility.com. Again, that's thegoddessoffertility.com, where they can learn more, and they can get a free report on that, and then they can also sign up to have a one-on-one chat, fertility chat with me, where we can discover more and learn more about each other.
Perfect. That's great. And we will put a link to your website on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com webpage with today's interview, so they can go back and listen to the information you shared, but also get in touch with you. And
yes.
as we wind up our time together, I'd love to ask our guests if they would give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week so that they can start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love.
That one action item that I would share is to start reading labels. My mother-in-law taught me that when I was 22 years old, and I think it's amazing power. Start reading labels, and it'll change your life too. Anything over 5 ingredients, you really should avoid getting.
Well, that's actually a great tip, and that's one that I fully support, and we teach people how to read labels. So if they, you know, have any questions, absolutely let me know, and I'd be happy to teach them how to do it. But that's a great tip. Thank you very much, and thank you for everything that you've shared with us today.
It's been my pleasure to be here with you today, Janelle, and bless you and all the work that you do here for people's health. You do a great job as well.
Thank you so much. So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on social media, share your thoughts, share your questions, and we'll continue the conversation. Take care and have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.